Welcome to Holding Center, a podcast created to help you own and hold center stage, not only on show day, but also in your life. I'm your host, Ashley Markham, owner of Myo Strength, and joined with me is my co-host, Ashley Spoker, owner of B&B Fit. Let's hold center.
Yo, what's up, Spilks?
What's going on? How are you today? How was physical therapy?
It was interesting. So I go for my hips and then also my left shoulder gives me a little bit of grief. And we made a big discovery on both fronts, but today we just focused on my left shoulder. And I was telling her about some of my grievances because I have a levator scapula, which is like kind of through here, which is tight. And so sometimes if I sleep on it wrong or whatever, it just really gets pissed off. And so she was like doing some soft tissue mobility work or whatever. And she's like, all right, this is going to feel really, really weird, but I'm going to see something. She's like, I'm going to get behind your scapula and see if subscapularis is super tight. So I'm like lying on my back and she gets in my armpit, literally behind my scapula. And what I'm showing you right now is like fire. This muscle is so fucking tight. And I'm literally behind my scapula right now. Like I'm on the other side of the scap, right? And so I just do that and then everything relaxes. And then I have good retraction, good protraction. I mean, it is the wildest fucking shit.
Dude, so one of my scapulas is like depressed. It's so weird. Like if I lay flat on my back, like my shoulders, like one you can't even see. Like my right one, you can't even see. And like, I don't know if I should go to physical therapy. It doesn't cause me any discomfort. I don't have any pain. I don't have any issues. And like, I've gone to a massage therapist, a sports massage therapist, and she's tried to like lift it up, but like nothing. It's so weird and it grosses me out. And that's part of the problem. Like you grabbing that grosses me out. And then me thinking about mine, I'm just like, I can't. Like, it's disgusting.
Yeah, she did like a lot of soft tissue work. So like.
Yours causes you pain though.
Not my scapula, my levator. So like right through here when it gets tight and bunched up because I tore a muscle, like one of my intercostals, and that kind of like, you know, I did that last year and that caused like a bunch of issues and stuff like that. But like lately it's been really good.
Well, good. Everything seems to be along then with your physical therapy. How often do you?
I do soft tissue work, body work twice a month, and then PT twice a month.
Look at you.
Yeah.
I need to be better at that shit and I'm fucking not. I'll admit it.
It's also peak week for Frances.
I was just about to say that.
Yeah.
Dude.
You want to see her?
Yes, I saw.
So
one.
Yeah, so this was from this morning, completely fasted. She had a new low this morning, so obviously, like, she had a hard time like contracting her muscles and everything like that. Yesterday we did 200 carb, which is higher for her, but again, woke up lean, obviously, but pretty flat and depleted. And so this was her post training and after two meals. I mean, like,
oh wow, yeah.
Fucking comes to like look at that hamstring drop. I mean, delts, like
that's
just
because you're lean enough. Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Like, yeah. So I'm really happy with her. Like obviously, I wish the back glutes for her WPD came in a little bit sharper. So we'll do what we can. But again, I think it's really important to remember that when it comes to getting people shredded, especially for bigger divisions, while yes, obviously we want. Like for WPD, we want those glute striations. We do. But also it comes from also having more muscle development. And since she's doing a crossover this year, it's like, we just need to build more muscle and that's completely fine. We can't do dick about it right now, but that's why we're going to have like a 2, maybe even 3 year off season to bring up her physique a lot more, but like to get her to this level of leanness and stuff like that. And for her to like still be on her shit, like it's crazy. So this week we're just playing around with food, playing around with water, sodium. I'm having her train every single day at the same time because we're imagining that she's going to go on around 1:30 for her show on Saturday. So right now we're playing around with two meals before prejudging and then we'll see how she looks. So really it's just right now, it's just about finding the look. So literally there's no science to peak week, right? There's no like magic formula. It's just like trying carbs, water, salt, seeing what she looks like pumped up. And really important to finding the body weight to match. And so that's why I'm having her send body weight measurements every single time she does a check-in, just so that way I see the physique and I see the stage weight in air quotes. So that way come show day, I know the carbs, sodium, and water that she needs to get that look.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very, very interesting that, I mean, I love how she looks. One question for you though is, so I know you said about doing like a 2 to 3 year off season for her because obviously muscle growth, but how long have you guys been working together before she prepped?
So she actually hired me 8 weeks from reversing from her first show last year. And oddly enough, it was literally like the show that she's competing in this coming week. Wow. So she competed literally a year ago.
She has blown her old physique out of the water too.
She has. I want to see if I can show you the comparison that I made. And this was like a while ago that I made it. Like, I mean, I say it was a while ago. It was literally like a 7 day ago transition. Damn it. I can't show you on WhatsApp because I don't have enough like shit.
Enough what?
I can't always show WhatsApp on my laptop. Like it has like limited pictures. It'll pull up.
Dude, I thought it was just me. I didn't know
that. No, it's not you.
You got to go on your fucking phone. That's so weird. Why?
Yeah.
Whatever. Nonetheless. So what do you think though is like, since she'll, I mean, she's obviously going to be, is she only doing one show? Let me ask that. Or is she gonna do
we're doing one show and she needs to be done. Like she wants to be done. I want her to be done because we want to grow, right? Like if she wants to be in a bigger division, she needs to put on more quality size and that's just going to be quality time off. And plus like, she doesn't want to spend her entire summer in contest prep, right?
Ooh, I did that, been there, done that. So there's like a lot of people around me. There was just a pretty big show here in Ohio, a natural show about a month ago or so. Or no, 2 months ago. And then there was just another one not too far from me. But what do you think is like the hardest things about reversing, like top three hardest things about reversing that either you have experienced or that athletes have experienced? I know like, because like how's Tess doing? I mean, she did, I'm assuming she's done really well in her reverse. So I'm just like curious, like, what do you think that you're, I have an athlete that's hopefully going to get on stage this year. So I'm curious to see like what's going to be the hardest for her in reversing. Mm-hmm. I think it's different for everyone, but I also think there's like specific components that are like equal across the board as to like why coming out of contest prep is so hard.
Yeah. I think it really depends on your mentality and honestly why you're competing. Mm-hmm. Like I honest to God does, because like, if you are truly in the sport to bring your best, then what's going to be hardest is just the physiological impacts that you feel. Like the fact that you're still tired, the fact mm-hmm. that it still fucking sucks to train, the fact that you're now hunger is through the roof. So like seasoned competitors, in my opinion, it's an easier time, like quote unquote, letting go of the shreds. And it's more just like the actual physical suffering that you are going to while you were reversing and trying to maintain and regather yourself into like a normal, like homeostasis, like a homeostatic set point, you know? But I think if you're like more immature or younger in the sport, for you mentally, it's just going to be simply letting go of the shreds, like mm-hmm. letting go of the fact that like contest prep is not like bodybuilding. It is just like the actual competing, the actual dieting. And so it's letting go of the shreds, seeing yourself get softer. That's more of a fuck up when you're younger mentally versus, like I said, you're more seasoned, you're well reversed. Like you know what comes next. It's just the actual grueling suffering.
Yeah, I also agree with like the letting go of the shreds if you're immature, but I also think that comes through with like the validation too, because there's so much hype and attention around you when you're competing. And then kind of like once you compete and you kind of go quote unquote dark, so to speak, like there's just not as much attention on you and people crave that. Like, so what do they call it? Like the post-show blues, when there's like not as much hype in it, not only if it comes from you, but from somebody else. And I think it's so hard too, is like, you know, just in general, like the, for me, well, for me always, it's like, it's hard to, I don't know. I don't want to say like I need a break, but I think like I still always attach myself to that like hardcore mentality and want to keep pushing so fucking hard. So then like, for me, like when I get out of the gate and it's like, okay, now it's time to grow. Like I want to train so fucking hard. And like,
and you said, can't.
Yes, that's exactly what it is for me. And like, obviously we know my last season, like I destroyed my fucking health and I did not take any breaks, like I was still doing a decent amount of cardio. Like I could not let it fucking go because I still wanted to go so fucking hard. And I didn't understand like how depleted and fucked up my body was. So like for me, it was hard for me to be like, I want to go even fucking harder and I can't. And in retrospect, it was completely opposite of like what I fucking needed.
I think a lot of the times newer people are so in a hurry to get into contest prep that they don't understand what that truly entails. And so reversing is a fucking nightmare. And like, granted, like everything is new. So of course it's going to be overwhelming. But I think a lot of the times people are just so in a rush to compete because that's what they think bodybuilding is just stepping on stage in a bikini, that they don't even give themselves a chance to truly experience like a proper off season. Like to build a quality foundation, to have muscle, to, train according to whatever division you want to compete in. It's just like, well, when can I step on stage? Like, how many more weeks until we start prep? And it's like, the more that you put yourself in a restricted timeline, the worse you're going to do because, like, you're not giving yourself the chance to grow authentically. You're trying to shove yourself in a timeline box and you're trying to rush shit. And bodybuilding is not a sport that you can rush, whether you're natural or whether you're enhanced. Like, muscle building is such a fucking painfully slow process that
God.
it's like you got to give yourself the chance. And plus, like, people don't realize that when you're in prep, that's practically all you get to really do. Like, it's not the time to have flexibility. You don't have like free meals with your friends. You're not going off on vacations and shit like that. Like, no, it's grind time, you know? So it's like off season is where you get to enjoy that flexibility and have that personhood because usually the personhood kind of gets ripped away in prep. So it's like I encourage people to take their time, especially as beginners, because your first prep is likely going to be your hardest mentally because it's going to be so fucking brand new.
I think it's so important to find yourself in that first off season or that first year of just like the preliminary year where you're just figuring out like what the sport is and like who you are in it. Because like you said, like prep is so demanding. It's very isolating. And I feel like a lot of people lose themselves in prep. And I feel like that's another component that's so hard when you're coming out of prep, like you kind of are toggling between this like, oh, am I still a hardcore bodybuilder that's in prep? And then, like, who am I in life where I have that flexibility and go on vacation? Like, you really turn because prep is that you, I mean, let's be real, it's that all or nothing mindset. It really fucking is. And
It is if you want to do well.
yeah, exactly. Yes. So it's like that all or nothing mindset. So then it's like, how do you turn that off? And how do you kind of have like dual identities, I should say. I don't want to say like dual identities, but it's like, so like in prep, obviously bodybuilding and that identity of you outshines everything else about you, right? So then when prep is over, a lot of people don't know who they are anymore. They probably never knew who the fuck they were in the first place. I think that transition is really hard. And I think that's where a lot of like people fuck up their reverse. And there's, a lot of backlash or bad talk about competing for people who don't understand. So I think like you said, like people need like, oh my God, like people need like a year to understand what the sport is, what the daily life is, like changing those habits and not just doing it for 12 fucking weeks because you're gonna fuck yourself over, right? And I think, with reversing, like obviously we see a lot of like binging and body dysmorphia and things like that, but it comes down to the fact that like you weren't comfortable with yourself before.
Or people
I
do it too quick, where it's like they'll kind of get into a spot where they're like feeling good, but it's still so new. Like they're finally in a good spot where their health is good, digestion's good, mental health is good, and they're just starting to like pick up that positive momentum. And then they're like, hey, when can we enter into a prep? And it's like, God damn it, you just got feeling good. This is what good feels like. Why do you want to fuck that up by getting so shredded?
Dude, yes. I like think about that all the time because like when you feel so good, which a lot of people don't know what feeling good is like, I'll be honest with you. And like for me, like I mean, I'm not gonna prep anytime soon. I still have a lot of muscle building and things in life to sort out. But like for me, I think the hardest thing to turn on that prep for me is gonna be like, I don't want to say quote unquote feeling shitty because like that's like a bad thing to say about prep, but just not feeling as healthy and as optimal. Like, and like for me, it's like There are certain things that I dislike about prep. I hate being cold all the time and I hate fucking being tired. I literally hate that exhaustion. And like, it not like the body exhaustion, it's like the brain exhaustion for
The
me.
brain fog where you're like putting your keys in the freezer, or you're like trying to, you're having a conversation with someone and you're like, the word, the thing that you use to go to the store or to the gym, you're like, the car, you're like, that's it. Like, you forget the stupidest shit.
Oh my God. And it's just like, this is insane. And like my last prep, I was like nursing, like during my nursing job the whole time. And it was like, that was all I could use my brain power for, because obviously I had to save people's fucking lives. And it's like the rest of the day, there was nothing firing. Like you could say my name, it look me in the face and be like, Ashley. And I'd be like, I don't know who the fuck that is. Are you talking to me? Is that me? I'm so uncertain. So there's like certain things that I don't like. And like, but I think you said like everyone's like always in a fucking rush because of the way, like how glamorous and how amazing it looks. And like I have a first time competitor coming up, and this last year that we've been working together, like I really, really honed in on like, hey, like prep is hard. It is difficult. Like we need to work on things like who you are as a person. We need to work on stress management techniques, because like these things all need to be instilled before we even think about starting prep. Because I will not let you start prep just because you want to and it looks fun and nothing else in your life makes fucking sense. Like, I'm sorry, but like, I did that before. I remember I fucking hired my coach, and the next day I was in fucking prep
People
for my.
think prep is the glue, and let me tell you, it is the fucking shredder. If your life, your mental health is in shambles, it is not going to pick you up and glue you back together like little macaroni art. No. It's going to fucking shred that shit down, put kerosene on it, and light that bitch up. That is what contest prep will do to you if you are not fully ready to commit.
Like, what do you think gets you ready to like commit? Like, what would steps be that you think, or things that you've learned along the way, like that have helped you or will help you in your next prep, to be honest with you? Because you've had such a long off season to, you've probably like rebuilt and killed yourself off like 10 fucking times.
You just see a bunch of like ash snake skin like behind me.
Dude, that's the name of the podcast, Shedding the Snake Skins.
Shedding the snake skin. I love it. Honestly, it's just, this is going to sound terrible. It's going to sound like I don't love bodybuilding, but this is how you know I love bodybuilding. I just don't give a fuck anymore. Like, I'm not in such a fucking rush to get on stage. Like, I finally have fallen in love with the process to where it's like, now I know the next time I do step on stage, I will be proud of the work that I put in to show off the physique that I've been building. I just don't want to prep for the sake of prepping. It's like I just want to see what the fuck I've built the past 5 years. And obviously, it hasn't all been seamless. There's been a lot of struggle, a lot of change, a lot of, like you said, like shedding of the skin. But it's like I want to do this for me to uncover what I built. And I know it's going to be hard. I know there's going to be challenges. Like, it's one of those things that like I am prepared for as best as I possibly can. But regardless of what happens, I've accepted the outcome because the process for me is the same. Like, I don't want to sound like, I don't know if it's like ungrateful because that's not it at all. But if Austin starts to pull my calories, like, I'm not going to be like, hey, coach, are we in prep? Like, I'm just gonna do what he fucking says. Like, to me, it's just gonna be another day at the office. And eventually you get to the point where you're like getting really lean, that of course it's getting more difficult physically and mentally. But then it's like, okay, well, now let's really start to work with the posing coach to see like what angles I need to hit to show off my strength. So again, there will need to be that fine-tune adjustment, but it's not that serious. It's another day at the office. And when you kind of release timelines and numbers and fake hype, and you just do it for yourself. Like, you can lose obviously on stage, but you can't lose when it comes to making yourself proud. And that's just what it is for me. It's like the difference between like going easy on yourself versus being kind to yourself, because there is a difference. Like, going easy on yourself is like straight up like just being a pussy. And it's just like, oh, I'm like it's like the
Excuse it.
self-love crowd. But like, being kind to yourself is still doing the hard work, but not calling yourself a piece of shit in the process. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, like, how many times do I text you and you say that to me? Like, what do you say? Be kind to my friend.
Be kind to my friend. Yep.
I like to say, like, give yourself grace, right? Because, like you said, like, oh, don't just like pussy out and like give yourself excuses, you know? And there's like, oh, it's like, It's so hard to find that line of like a perfect example is like, do I push through or do I rest kind of thing, right? Like something that you dealt with, a week or two ago when you were having digestive stuff. And it's like, do I push through or do I pull back? Like, no, pulling back was smart. It didn't make you a pussy, right? You're giving yourself grace.
That was being kind. Yeah, that wasn't making it
Exactly.
easy, right?
Yeah, exactly. So there's like a huge difference there. But one thing that I think that I've adapted over the last several years that makes me more, I don't even want to say, I don't even want to say better. No, I guess I can't say better because I'm better than my old self. I don't want to say better than other people. Like better when it comes to like prep and bodybuilding and the life that I live is, with each, prep or phase that I'm in, it's always what am I gaining, not what am I losing? Because that first prep, I focused on everything that I lost. Oh, I can't go out with my friends. I can't drink. I lost this. I lost that. And it was like,
Well, it's easy because you're losing weight. Like your life revolves around losing. So it's very easy to kind of almost take a negative mindset and be like, I'm losing my freedom. I'm losing my friends. I'm losing weight. I'm losing the food that I get to eat.
exactly. And I think that's where it comes to the light switch when it flips it and you're in off season, you're like, oh, well, let me gain all this stuff back. But if you've already focused on what are you gaining the whole entire time, it's not going to be so hard. Like I'm always like, okay, like in prep, when I don't want to fucking do my cardio, like what am I gaining? I'm gaining strength. I'm gaining discipline. I'm gaining, the strength to overcome like the doubt in my head, So like I always try and focus on like what am I gaining? Like, okay, cool. Like my food got cut. What am I gaining? Okay, I'm getting closer to first place. Things like that that I try and like remind myself, even like in any avenue of life, it's like, okay, well, like what am I gaining? Like when I was going through a gut health phase, okay, well, what am I gaining?
You're
I'm gaining,
gaining health.
well, yeah, health, better management of my Hashimoto's, better sleep. Like, you have to be on all these supplements, this rigid ass fucking diet. And it's like, that shit's fucking hard. And I could have been like, oh man, I'm losing this, I'm losing that. And it's like, no, I'm gaining all of these wonderful things. And I learned so much about myself, like patience, all these great attributes that I have along this process. And looking back, like, yeah, it was fucking hard. But like, also, too, like when you keep looking for that glass half full, I think it just makes this whole experience a ton better because like people don't understand, like you said, like this is not just a 12-week fucking program. It's the longevity of like your life and you doing well in this sport. And that takes fucking years.
Yeah. I want to do a little side tangent because I know a lot of people like gut health is still a pretty big buzzword. We have like all these like gut health supplements and we have, fitness influencers, even bodybuilders promoting like their poop cocktail. And I mean, I do it too, right? 'Cause it's honest. It's what I do for my digestive system. But like when people are in like gut health phases or even trying to improve their gut health, like we're thinking obviously in physique mindset as to how like this will either help you to build muscle better or help you to shred fat easier. But like what people really don't understand is your digestive system is one of the core foundational elements of your health, your baseline health. And we don't think about it that way, but like in full transparency, to be completely vulnerable with you guys and with you, Ash, like my grandfather passed away from stomach cancer due to H. pylori. My grandmother died from colorectal cancer. That fucking starts with bad GI health. And it doesn't just happen over like a one day period or a one week period, right? It is years of neglect and abuse from smoking, drinking, poor quality foods, not sleeping enough, like all the things that we keep re reiterating, like that neglect over months and years and decades is what leads to those cancer type of things. And people like don't fucking get it. They think
Dude.
it's a fad and it's not.
It is a, yeah, no. Oh my God. Okay. This is a good tangent to
Ash
go.
is like, buckle in, guys.
Yeah, I'm literally about to sit on my feet because I'm on the edge of my fucking chair. This is something that is so hard for us to understand as humans. It was hard for me to understand. Anybody who doesn't know how powerful the gut is, like, do you guys remember in science class when they're like, what's the powerhouse of the cell? The mitochondria, right? Like your gut is the powerhouse of your fucking body. I will say it over and over and over and over again. And when people come to me and they're so fucking stressed and they're not sleeping and they're abusing caffeine, that's a huge one. It's like, okay, you want to lose weight, you want to what, get on stage, you want to do bodybuilding, you want to build muscle. Okay, well, I'm sorry, it's not going to happen if we don't focus on your digestive and you talk to me and let me know. And it's like, it's frustrating for me because I feel like I sometimes just like People don't want to hear that, right? They don't want to hear that fixing their gut is going to make them better. And the fact that, like, they only want to focus on lifting weights or, training 7 days a week and doing all this cardio. And it's like, yeah, that can help. But, like, also, too, we have to worry about, like, the basic necessities of, like, good habits and, like, things in life. Like you said, like, sleep. Stress management. I actually was just reviewing over, I'm sure, I don't know if you've read this, The Adrenal Thyroid Revolution. It's a book about thyroid and obviously your adrenal glands. And they were it, like in there's some statistic that says like 67% of American have reported moderate or high stress in their daily life. And I'm like, holy shit. And that's just in America. Like if you look at the stress rates, and I think that's why like we have a lot of like heart attacks, obviously, a lot of autoimmune disorders. That's another one that comes from bad gut health as well. So
And
like
let's like dive a little bit into the science as to why, like, when you have an overproduction of cortisol, like, one, like, cortisol gets demonized because, like, oh, stress hormone, but like,
no,
your
it's
body
like
needs cortisol to address the inflammation. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's super important. It's when it's chronic, it's an all day fucking thing. What it can actually do is it can attack your thymus when your thymus is important in producing T cells, which is part of like your immune system when it comes to like regulating, invaders and stuff like that. So if your thymus is being attacked and like your, T cells are being, essentially downregulated, that can also spark autoimmune because your body starts attacking itself. And that's how the ball of yarn kind of starts to unravel.
Yeah, no, I thought you were gonna have more there. Sorry. No, yeah, like honestly, and that's why your body starts attacking yourself, and it's so hard to explain the fact that like you're the one doing it, right? Because of like your mind, your mental health, and it's
No, for
like,
sure. Like you are the root cause of your autoimmune because you start attacking you, kind of.
yeah, dude, like I'm just trying to kill myself apparently. Like that's what it's like. My body's like, if you don't stop stressing your fucking self out, I'm just gonna do it. I'm just gonna end it.
Literally, it's like as
Literally.
sick as that is, it's like, the first steps of literally self-suicide. It's just the fact that you keep continually disrespect your body, and then you want to know why your body isn't cooperating with you or your body hates you. Like, how many times have we said, "My body hates me"? I'm guilty of it. I say that shit all the time. Here's the deal, though. Your body doesn't hate you. Your body's trying to keep your dumb ass alive with the inputs that you keep doing to it. It is just responding to what your actions are. And like that self-awareness and self-accountability sucks when you find out that the reason why you're bleeding is because you shot yourself in the foot, not anybody else.
Right. It's like, it's honestly, it comes to like self-destructive behaviors, right? And it's so hard, like you said, to have that self-awareness and know that you're the causing factor. Like when I found out that my fucking autoimmune and gut health issues was because I wanted to do a year-long fucking prep and I just kept pushing and I didn't care and I let my psychological stress get really fucking high. That was hard. I had so much blame for myself. And it was a really dark time for me. Like I was just like, why? It was kind of like, I want to love myself so much, and everything that I'm doing is showing that I'm fucking hating myself. And, I think it's hard to get out of that mindset. And it's like, the other thing too is like, just society as a whole and these quote unquote bad habits that we have are classified as like normal. Does that make sense?
And not only that, but the good habits that we try to instill are frowned upon. They're like, you bring, let's say, your meal prep to work. You bring your lunch to work. Why aren't you eating the office donuts? Why are you not drinking, like the coffee with sugar and you're having water instead? Like, we become ostracized when we start to take care of ourselves. So what
Dude.
does that tell you? Is we are applauded for bad behaviors that self-destruct our health and ostracize when we try to undo it.
Dude, let me tell you two things that piss me off about that. So, one, how have we gotten so far away from walking? I was talking to my mother about this the other day because she's been doing really good. She goes for a walk every day. She's got a little step goal on her own, doing all that great shit. And we were walking the other day, and I was like, I have one friend that'll text me and she'll be like, hey, do you want to go for a walk? Absolutely. Everybody else is always like, hey, you want to, go out and get a drink? You want to go out to eat? Do you guys want to go out to lunch? And it's like, When do we get so far away from just like going out and hanging out in nature and walking around? Like, it's so people are like, oh, I don't want to do that. That's not fun. Like, what do you mean? Like, we're still hanging out, whether we're inside a building or we're outside walking. Like, why is moving our body something that's like so hard? And I'm just like, walking is literally one of the most beneficial things. And it's the easiest thing we can do as long as you have two fucking legs and you're not Lieutenant Dan. Like, you can get up and fucking go. Like, just do it. And then sleep. That's another one because I used to be this fucking ass. I'd be like, yeah. My chest all big. I got 4 hours of sleep last night and I'm about to work a 16-hour shift. I'm so fucking hardcore. I'm so badass. I'm chugging a fucking monster and 6 cups of fucking coffee. Like, no. Go to bed at fucking 8 p.m. Wake up at 6 a.m. Get a whole bunch of fucking sleep because it's gonna make your health, your hormones, and your fucking brain, your mental, a lot fucking better. And that's where you're gonna see the progress. Like, I don't know if Ash knows this, but like, obviously, my company is BMB Fit, Body Mind Balance, because in my personal opinion, if your mind is not there, if your body is not in tune with that happiness in your brain, nothing else is going to happen. Nothing. It's just not like you have to be in sync together.
Well, you were talking about your walking spiel. I was literally, I'm literally like trying not to cry right now because you were like just talking about going on a walk with your mom. I am almost 30 years old. I've never taken a walk with my mom. I've never had the opportunity because she can't fucking walk. You know what I'm saying? Like I've been on walks with her while she was in like a Rascal scooter, but like that's not, I'm sorry, it's not the fucking same as taking a walk with your mom. Like people just don't fucking get it. They take their health for granted. And it is one of my biggest pet peeves to see like people that are lazy or to make excuses. And I do want us to talk about the difference between taking it easy on yourself versus being kind to yourself because they're not the same. And it is so easy to have like the haze, the healthy at every size moment of, oh, love yourself no matter what type of frou-frou. But there is a difference between taking it easy on yourself and giving yourself a pass to be lazy or to become incompetent versus being kind to yourself and making yourself do the hard shit anyway. Or in some athletes' minds, like, when do I take a rest day and pull back versus like, am I just skipping the gym because I'm weak? And I feel like it'd be really good to talk about the difference between going easy and being kind. So that way we kind of like have that dichotomy.
So in your mind, say, should we do a scenario? Is that what we want
Yeah,
to do?
scenarios or even like a list of being like, well, am I taking the easy way out? Am I being lazy or am I doing what's smart for my long-term career, long-term longevity?
All right, so we'll start with you. What do you think is being lazy, or things that you've heard that clients said, or things that you've seen on Instagram that weren't as this is a lazy thing and not a being kind?
I think if you are looking for any excuse not to do something, that is being lazy and being easy, or the idea of the fact that like you are focused on variables outside your control and that's why you can't do something. So it's like, oh, it's raining today. I can't go to the gym. What the fuck does that have to do with anything? Like, you're in a car. We have umbrellas. Like there are rain jackets. Like there is a reason that you can go train today versus I keep pooping. I haven't slept well in 2 days. My body fucking hurts, but it's supposed to be a training day. Okay, let's use our noggin juice now. Training probably isn't the best choice. Rest. I think that's a good scenario.
Yes, no, I agree. And like one thing I want to add on to that is like, can you find a solution? I am a big solutions person. I don't know if it's from coaching, if it's from nursing. Actually, that's what it's from. Okay. And I like to solve problems. Like, fuck, it's great. It makes me so happy when I can solve a problem. So it's like back to your scenario. It's raining outside. Okay, it's actually fucking raining today in Ohio. So, oh, I can't get my fucking steps in. Okay, I'm lucky enough I have a treadmill in my basement. Great. But before I had a treadmill in my basement, you know what I used to do? This is when
Laps
I,
around your house?
yeah, I used to do laps around my
That's
house.
what I did during COVID. I lived in a 600 square foot apartment and still managed to get 20,000 steps a day, making
Exactly.
laps in my fucking apartment, man.
Like, if there's a will, there's a way. Like, I would go to this is what like I used to make Alex go with me. He'd be like, oh, like, do you want to go on a coffee date? Only if we can
Aw.
get crazy and we can walk at Planet Fitness on the treadmills
Yeah.
next to each other.
Or malls. Do you remember mall walking? I'm a frequent mall walker.
So after I had AJ, it was too cold. It was in the middle of December, January. It was snowing out, and it was hard for me to, be on the treadmill with him. So I was like, all right, I'm packing him in the car. We went to the fucking mall and we walked in and out of every single
Yeah.
store, up and around, and all that great shit. So when it comes down to are you being lazy or are you giving yourself grace? I think if there is a way that I can find a solution or you can find a fucking solution for the problem, and like you said, you're just talking yourself out of every or giving yourself every fucking excuse, then you're just being lazy. I
Like, do
think.
what makes sense. I think that's a good litmus test too, because what we're trying to find is a litmus test. So it's like, if someone were to come to you and be like, "Oh, I didn't go to the gym the other day because it was raining," what would you think of them? Would you be like, "The fuck?" Or would you be like, "Oh, no, that makes sense." Like, no. Like, do what makes sense. Do what makes sense in the short term and do what makes sense in the long term, because that at the end of the day is how you start to become like more autonomous and have that like auto-regulation, which is important as athletes, right? Like, we're just not speaking from coaching experiences, we're speaking as athletes, because it's like we can't be asking our coach every single like little nitty-gritty thing, because then that to some extent is stressing us out, because we're having to double check, double check, double check. And it's like we need to have some level of auto-regulation just for our own sanity, because like at the end of the day, we're not always going to be coached. You know what I'm saying? So like, what happens when you just want to be a normal fucking person? Are you going to literally, what would you do? Would you text someone and be like, "Hey, should I like go on a walk today, even though my body hurts and like I can't put two sentences together?" Like, no, of course not, right? So like, building that self-confidence and self-awareness for me was super, super important. And that also kind of ties back to what we were talking about being ready to prep, is like, I'm autonomous enough to know what my body needs, but I'm still an athlete and I still have a coach that holds me accountable that will direct and steer my ship as needed. But it's my job to keep the ship afloat.
Yeah. No, I agree. And another thing too is I think a lot of laziness comes from people waiting for that motivation or I have seen it a lot in some of my check-ins where it's like, oh, I had no motivation to go to the gym. And okay, well, are we not motivated because something else is going on? We're actually tired. We're, having whatever, some health issues or we didn't sleep well. Okay. Well, if we didn't sleep well, we had no motivation to go. Maybe it was a better idea to rest, but if we slept well, if we're fed, if we have all our hot water in, and we just didn't fucking feel like going, you know what I tell them? Here's what I tell them. Go. Force yourself to go. Get in there. Do your first two exercises of your lift. Walk on the treadmill. Do your first two exercises. If you're still not fucking feeling it, which I can bet you, I'll bet you fucking $100 fucking dollars after you do those first two exercises, you're already there. You're feeling good. You're gonna fucking stay and finish it. But you know what? If you go in there and your first two exercises, you hate it, you're not feeling well, you're in a funk, you have my permission to fucking leave. But you
Right,
showed
because then
up.
you know it's some type of like overtraining type of thing that's blurring the lines. Because like motivation, as much as it gets shat on, it's still a good indicator of like proper brain functioning, neurotransmitters and stuff like that. So it's one of those things where it's like, if I'm in that scenario where it's like my body's feeling good, I'm not super motivated, but I'll go to the gym, I might, completely honest, I might just go train, but not follow the logbook. I might just fucking put the logbook away. I might put the camera away and I'll just go fucking do something else at the
You
gym and
just
just
did
have
this.
fun.
You just did this last week
I literally just did it on
with your
Thursday.
glute day.
I was like,
Remember?
I'm supposed to do hack squats today. I don't feel like doing hack squats. Like, I was wanting to go to the gym, but I didn't want to do my programming because it just felt wrong. Like, my body felt a little different and it wasn't a good different. I was like, I don't want to get injured. And so I did movements that I felt like I needed to do that day. And it was one of the best workouts that I've had in weeks, weeks. And then,
Love
you know what? At the end of
that.
the day, it wasn't that big of a deal because I still trained. I still went till failure. I pushed myself as hard as I could push and gave as much as I could give, but I didn't beat myself up for not doing hack squats that day. You know what
And
I'm saying? It's just like not
that's
a big
being
deal.
kind to yourself. That's giving yourself
Yes.
grace, right? And it's not just like, well, fuck this, I'm not going at all. You're like, I wanted to train, but I didn't want to do what I wanted to do. So instead of just being like, okay, I'm not doing it, I'm taking the easier way out. You're like, nope, let me adjust this and see what I can do, with what I have going on. And you were fucking successful. Another tidbit about this is like nutrition and people. I see this a lot too. Well, I didn't have time to go to the grocery store. Okay. Well, how much time did you spend on your phone and Netflix and things like this? And I get it. There's pe busy people out there. Like, I know life is fucking busy, but something that is so miraculously cool is it's 2024 and we have either grocery pickup or grocery drop off. You can have it right at your fucking door within 2 fucking hours. You ain't gotta leave your fucking house. There'd be times where, like, I have a fucking newborn and I can't leave sometimes because shit's fucking crazy. And I'll be like, holy shit, I need apples and chicken. Guess what? I'm either calling my mom, who is a great help for me, or I'm about to fucking Instacart that. I'll pay that fucking $5 delivery fee. I don't give a fuck because my goals are important to me. I know I need that. And what if I would have been like, oh, well, I didn't have time to the grocery store, but for some odd reason, I had time to go to McDonald's.
Ooh, big
Ooh,
oof.
I had time to go sit at the bar with my friend for 3 hours and have some vodka drinks. But yeah, I didn't get grocery shopping done this week, but I'll do better next week. That's a form of lazy. That's not being kind. Like sometimes I feel like, yeah, maybe you needed to have a day where you didn't get your steps in because you needed your friend's support. You didn't go to the gym because mentally you just needed to be around people that you love, but you need that comfort from them, not from food, not from alcohol, not from, straying from the plan. The thing is about people and human, like we like structure. We really do. We like plans. We like things that make sense. We like following something because we are at our very core fucking followers. We really are. And I think too, like you always have more guilt when you know that you're being lazy.
Bro, I was just about to say another good litmus test is, do you feel good about your decision or do you feel guilty? Because if you feel guilty after you made a decision, you know you should have, you know you chose wrong. But like going back to my example at the gym, I felt good about not doing hack squats that day because I had a great fucking lift. But the guilt, if you should have known better, you should have known better. That is a great example. I love
I'm
that
like,
our brains are just like,
dude, I know, and I'm gonna rat myself out. Like, I had a lot of guilt this week because I knew these decisions were so fucking bad. And like, I didn't progress at all. So like, I've been steadily dropping weight like for the last 7, 8, 9 weeks here, something like that. And this week I was like, ooh, buddy, I'm gonna have some ice cream. Cool. Had ice cream on Tuesday last week. Ooh, shit, I'm gonna have ice cream on Friday. Oh, fuck. Oh, guess what? Saturday, I'm gonna have some more fucking ice cream.
was it at least good ice cream?
Oh, dude, there's this place by my house that has like, we talked about this, that has blizzards that can make them dairy
Oh,
free.
yeah, because you had M&Ms, and I was like, you're better than that.
They're not even real M&Ms because they're fucking dairy free M&Ms, but I can't have a Reese's cup because of the fucking chocolate. So, yeah, they have this dairy free ice cream. So, like, I'm hooked on it because I've never had it. Like, usually you have to go to the store and get like the shitty one and the pint that I'm like, no. So, yeah. So Friday, I was like, oh man, that was not a good choice. Not that anything changed. I didn't really progress this week. I did have really good lifts this week, but like overall, like I didn't fucking need it. And I was like, oh, I kind of feel guilty. I'm just being an asshole, to be honest with you. Like I'm getting a little lax. So then I was like, all right, like come yesterday, I was like, I didn't even want it at that point. Cause I was like, I don't like how guilty I felt and how upset with myself because I'm like, sure, like having it once was great. It was fun. Me and Alex went and got it. And I love spending that time with him, but like other 2 times, I was just a fucking abusing it because essentially, like, I mean, I'm still like intuitively eating. It's like you don't need ice cream 2 days a week. I'm sorry, you don't. And I'll be real with myself. So that was me feeling guilty about the decisions I was making because there was no rhyme or reason as to why I needed this week. I didn't. I fucking didn't. So yeah, that was just me being lazy and yeah. So, anyways, onward and upward for this next week. And I feel a lot better like when I'm eating nutritional foods and, I'm not indulging in ice cream because what's the fucking point for me? I mean, it's okay to have it every once in a while and not be a total dick bag, but like I went overboard.
There's a difference between like balance or like, oh, like everything once in a while won't hurt you. Like that's very true. But once in a while, we're talking like, I don't know, once every couple of weeks, maybe. But if we're going like 2, 3 times a week, it's like, okay, well, what if that is like really once in a while versus like just being lazy? And I love that you owned that because I think a lot of the times people listen and we're like, oh, you're coaches, you're, God's gift to the world, you're amazing, you don't sin, you don't fuck up. Yeah, we fucking do. And I have no shame to tell y'all my fuck ups because I've had plenty and I will plenty more fuck up. But it's one of those things where why are you doing it? why is what's the trigger or what is the reasoning behind it? So that way you can identify patterns. Guys, when it comes to coaching, when it comes to ourselves, we are creatures of habit and pattern recognition is huge. Are you stressed out? Are you sad? Are you lonely? Are you bored? Like learning to recognize feelings and emotions and linking that up to why you are doing something, that is power. That is power because then you have the solution, kind of what Ash talked about in the beginning. The solution, is it easy to solve? Because chances are it is super easy to solve. You just have to have that level of self-awareness and honesty to create that game plan, to break it and set a new pattern, a new habit, a new routine that is beneficial. Like that's the secret. That really, honest to God, is the secret.
Oh my God. Yeah. And speaking of habits, this is another thing I want to wrap myself out. So obviously I was, I've been breastfeeding and there was no rhyme or reason. It was strictly habit and it started from stress and anxiety, and comfort. So I would have to breastfeed my son all night and like pump all night for my milk and all this shit. And I started snacking on rice cakes and peanut butter. And this is why I've been dropping so much fucking weight in the last couple of weeks, because I had this habit of like, oh, I'd breastfeed him. Oh, okay. I'll have two rice cakes with a whole bunch of peanut butter and almond butter on them. Okay. Breastfeeding again, two more rice cakes, two more peanut butter, almonds. Like my fats are probably like fucking 700. Okay, exaggeration. Probably like 150 for the day. I'm not even kidding. So like once I just broke that habit and was like, it was honestly, it was like stress related. I know, I think, oh, or like that dopamine hit from that reward. I just did something really hard with breastfeeding my son. Oh my God. Okay. I deserve to have these extra rice cakes and things like that.
You're like, he's getting a blizzard. I want a blizzard.
Yeah, exactly. And I had to be real with myself and honest with myself. I'm like, okay, am I even hungry right now? No. Okay. Well, why am I doing this? Okay. Well, it's providing comfort for me at first. It definitely was when I came home and I was stressed. Two, like, do I still need this?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Like it was comforting at first. And now it's more of like a guilt, shame habit that I just keep doing. And I'm like, why am I doing this? Like, I don't need this. So I was like, all right, I'm cutting out snacking. Here's the solution. Let's cut out snacking. Let's not buy rice cakes for 3 fucking weeks. And what happened? I felt better. I felt good. Like inflammation, weight dropped. And I didn't feel like, I felt like it had like a hold on me. I literally was like, oh my fucking God. Like these rice cakes are controlling me. How are rice cakes controlling me? I don't fucking know, but they were. So, you know, it goes back to like you said, like, you know, finding, like being honest with yourself, being real, and it's nobody else's fault but your fucking own. I'll be honest with you. You know, and it's like, okay, well, I want to do better for myself. So how am I going to do better? And it's just like that one step. And I focus so hard on like, okay, like there'd be times where I'd feed him and I'd get off the couch and go like lunch for the kitchen. I'm like, ooh, no, like you got to stop. Like that's just, it's so habit forming. And like you said, we're creatures of habit. So I feel like when you start incorporating like better habits to kind of tie it back in, like going on those daily walks, hitting your water, eating nutritional foods, like you start to feel better and it just becomes so easy. And that's why like for seasoned competitors, like prep is easier. Reversing is easier. All of these things are just so much easier because you've already had these like habits and routines in place. Like for me, like if I don't go on a walk once or twice a day, it's weird for me. Like I don't like it because I'm like, oh, I got to walk. Today is walking. Like let's walk, let's move. And like, it's just so weird because that habit has been instilled in me for so long.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why like me and you continue to be so successful. Like I'm sure you wake up, I know you wake up and you go on your walk and you do your cardio in the morning. You don't even think twice about it. You just do it. Like it's just part of your routine. It's like, okay, look, I got to drink my coffee, make my coffee, drink my water, get on the scale, whatever it is, and then start my walk. It's just like, whoop, flows right through. And that's it. And that's why like Ash and I start at like the basics when we coach people, like getting on these habits and like they become easier.
Mm-hmm.
And then like, you don't have to wait for that motivation, that discipline or talk yourself out of it. You know, you just start doing it
mm-hmm.
and life gets so much fucking better.
Mm-hmm. I also want to go back and highlight something that you said. You kept saying it's easier. And I really want to highlight the fact that easier, not easier, which means she is comparing it, because reversing, prep, those are not easy things, but they get easier relative to your first few times because you become more experienced. You know what to expect now. That does not mean it's going to be, you know, easy breezy lemon squeezy. It is still going to be difficult. You will still need to be disciplined. You will still need to be on your stuff, but you will know what to expect. And you should know, and you should be able to know what you should expect from yourself. And that's why it gets easier, right? Because everything should be relative to previous experiences, not compared to others. Not compared to others.
Yeah, and it does. It does get so much easier. Like, I bet Francis's fucking reverse this time around is going to be easier for her. She's going to know what to expect. She's going to know how to control, hunger hormones easier and, listen to her body and obviously have a better coach in her corner and stuff like that. But it oh my
Speaking of,
God.
did you see the picture I sent you?
Yeah, I did. She looks fucking great, dude.
Dude,
Please.
she's almost, not quite, but 10 pounds lighter on the right. She was like 125 on stage last time
Yeah, I remember
ish.
you saying that. She's like 115.
Yeah, she's like, oh, not in that photo, because we were still like in the process of dieting out. She was probably like 118 there, but like now she hit a low of 114.
God, she just looks so much
And that was
better.
just one growth phase. We're talking like 10 weeks of enhancements.
I love it.
I know.
So proud of you guys, dude. I can't wait for this weekend.
I know. I love her suit too. I know she's like not the biggest fan of it, but I think she, well, one, she fills it out a hell of a lot better now. But I actually do like the black.
She didn't like it.
I think she would have done something else like red. But I like figure suits because they can be, in my opinion, a bit more like, I don't know how to say, like, I don't know.
Lousy.
Like they can be more.
They have different designs, I think. Like,
Yes. Like I feel like if you're noisier with your gemstones and bikini, it could be too distracting. But figure you can be a bit more like, I'll keep wanting to say the word fragrant, but like you can be a bit more like expressive in your rhinestone and
would you
gemstone
use the term
design.
exotic?
Ooh, I like that. Exotic. That's a good one. That's a good one.
You're
But
a
yeah.
little bit more exotic. Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah, I hope she does great. She's pretty much already won, like in my eyes. It's like, yeah, of course, we always like to win our class and win first place, but when you beat your old self, like that win just hits so much fucking better, dude. Like when I beat my old self, I didn't even care. Like, yeah, I wanted to get on stage, but I could have came in fucking dead ass fucking last. But I knew I was fucking better. I was
Yeah.
like, and now, like, just to wrap it up here, that's what I want for the future. People, have messaged me like, oh, when are you prepping next? Like, when are you getting on stage? You look great. If I fucking prepped right now, I would look worse than my last package. Like,
Your thing
it's
is you'll prep when you have something that you're proud to present.
exactly. And that's how we need to change the industry. And it's still that people, it's not a fucking race. Don't you want to be proud? Don't you want to bring your best? The
Yeah.
answer is to all of those questions, everybody. Yes.
Word.
Future's your
But what's going on this week? I already have contest prep Francis, but anything you're in your horizon?
No, I don't. Next, a week from Thursday, so a week from when this is released, actually, I'm leaving for LA.
Oh, fun.
We'll see. We'll see how it goes. Visiting a family friend, bringing my child with me. So vacationing with a child, if anyone knows, it's not fun. But yeah, that's all I got, Ma, this week. I really just want to continue my only goal and thing I want to do this week is really just have really good gym sessions. That's really all I want. That's all I want. That's all I want for myself. Because I had a really good one yesterday. So I'm like, ooh, let's bring it. Bring it, bring it, bring it.
I love it. Let's bring it.
Yeah. Do you have anything else going on this week?
No, same shit, different day.
All right. We're just going to bring it this week. Bring it.
Love it. All right, guys, in the meantime, peace.
Adios.